Welcome to today's presentation on the Windows Package Manager. My name is Demetrius Nealon, and I'll be your moderator. I work on the Windows Package Manager here at Microsoft, and I'm excited to be hosting this session today. I'm pleased to introduce today's speaker, Kevin Larkin. Kevin is a program manager at Microsoft who's been working on the Windows Package Manager with me. Before I hand the presentation over to Kevin, I have a few housekeeping items to cover about this. First, you should feel free to post your questions as you think of them. I'll be gathering the most common ones to answer at the end of the presentation. Next, we have contact information for you available at the end. And finally, we encourage you to share this information with your social networks. So without any further ado, I'd like to kick things off by welcoming Kevin Larkin. Kevin, over to you.
Thanks, Demetrius. Hi, everybody. As Demetrius said, I'm Kevin Larkin. I've been on the developer platform team for a while, and I'm so excited to talk to you about the Windows Package Manager and what we're working on. So with that, why are we building a Windows Package Manager? Well, to be honest with you, it's because this is a number one request that we received from developers like you. And you were right. Windows has had a need for this. And let me explain why. Just 2 weeks ago, I was trying to set up a presentation for Monday. I was working on a weekend. And all of a sudden, my PC started behaving incorrectly. I was unable to download some apps. And so I went online to figure out, okay, how can I fix this? And the only way to fix it was to reset the PC. And as you know, that means it's going to remove all my applications. Well, historically, that would have taken forever to go redo and then put those applications on. But because I had the Windows Package Manager, I was able to actually install the applications really quickly and efficiently, and my demo came off without a hitch. So thank you for this great idea. And with that, I want to introduce the Windows Package Manager. It's available today. We're excited for you to try it, and let's start talking about it. So what is the Package Manager that we're providing in this preview? It is a powerful search engine that will allow you to search for the applications within the repository, and then it'll allow you to easily install them. We also will be doing upgrade and uninstall in the future, but for this release, for this preview, it consists of installing and searching. And it's a simple command. What we have is winget as a command, which is very easy to type and very easy to remember. And then you just pass in the verb like install or search or show and the application name. But let's not just look at or talk about it. Let's go do a demo and let's check it out. So the first thing I'm going to do is just type winget directly. And that's our command line. And when you just type it without anything else, it shows help, as you can see. And you can see the commands that we're making available today, like search, which will allow you to search for the application, show, which shows you data about the application, and install, which allows you to install the application. Then we also have a couple of commands that are more geared towards helping you develop the packages. For example, validate. You could validate a manifest file or hash, generate a hash. But most of you are going to want to just try the Package Manager out, and search is a great way to start. You just type in search and it brings up all the applications that are available. Now that's a bit overwhelming, so let's go ahead and bring it up and then look specifically for an app. Like I'm going to try to search for Visual Studio Code. So I typed in Visual, and as you can see, we have 5 applications show up. 3 of those are the big IDEs of Visual Studio itself, Professional, Enterprise, and Community. That makes sense. And Visual Studio Code, that makes sense as well. But .NET Core, well, that showed up because if you look over on the right, you'll see that there's a tag Visual Basic. So clearly our search is going across a number of fields. So let's take a look at which fields it goes across. Each command that we have in our installer also supports help. So you simply type in --help and you can get more data on what's involved in the command. In addition, you'll notice that we also have online help if you want to dig in even further. To continue my conversation on search, you'll notice it says moniker is one of the things that we can search on. Moniker is like a nickname for an application. So like Visual Studio Code, a lot of people call it VS Code. Or command, like the command that the application is used to execute, code is used for Visual Studio Code as well. So let's try searching with just the nickname. And that's really helpful for people that are terrible typists like me. I don't have to type in those long strings. As you can see, I type in VS Code and I was able to bring that up because the moniker, the nickname isolated to that individual application. So this is great. So let's make sure this is the actual app I want. So I'm going to go ahead and show you the show command, and we can dig in and get more data on that application. As you can see, show presents more metadata like description, a whole description of what the application is. It provides a license so you can make sure that you want to install it. It also provides a URL so you know where this file is coming from. And so once you verify that this is the application you want, then you would go ahead and install. Now, before I install, I want to prove to you that I don't have VS Code installed. As you can see, I failed this command. So the install command is just the same as the others, where I can just type in install here and switch it to VS Code. And now what's happening is the package manager is reading our manifest file. It then determines which URL to go download the file from. It downloads it, and then you'll notice it says it verified the hash. So it confirmed the data in the manifest file that represented the hash with the binary it downloaded. Prior to execution of the code, it also went through Smart Screen to make sure that the URL was also secure. And then now we kick off the installer. Most of the installs that we have will be silent or show a progress bar like that, where we use an unintended switch on the installer so that you can see the progress as it's being installed, so that you as a user know something's happening. And so as you can see, it's successfully installed. So for preview, as a user of Package Manager, you'll be able to search, install, and get more details on applications. But now you're probably wondering, okay, how could I put my application or put some other applications in the repository so that the Package Manager can find it? So with that, let's switch over to a Git repo, because our repository of manifests is a publicly available Git repository. You'll see it, it's called on my display here, WinGetPKGS. That is our Git repository. And now I'm in a folder, Microsoft PowerToys folder. And because I installed VS Code, you'll see I can go ahead and bring up the manifest file by simply typing in code now, because it's successfully installed. Now that is cool. And so let's take a look at the manifest file. If you wanted to submit an application, all you would have to do is generate one of these manifest files and point at your application. As you can see, we have just a simple URL. We have the hash that matches it, the SHA-256. We also have some required fields like publisher, name, and then the ID and the version. If you put those together, that really becomes a unique identifier for our application. It's a combination of the publisher name, the application name, and the version. So as you can see, it's a YAML format, which is really easy to read, especially in a UI like Visual Studio Code provides. And so with that, we'll step out and we'll show you how you can validate it. And while the YAML format is really easy to read, if you're like me, and I'm admitting I'm prone to typos, you'll notice that sometimes it can be difficult to actually type. And so therefore we have basically a validator where you can just pass in the YAML file, the manifest file, and validate it. And as you can see, I have added a typo here. Basically, it's telling us that there's a required field publisher and basically an unknown field publishers. So clearly it's a typo that I made. We'll go back and we'll make that quick change. And there you see publishers. So it confirmed that I am silly. And with that, we'll make that go away and we'll rerun the validate. Excellent. So now that manifest will pass through the requirements when it is submitted as a PR. It will go through the evaluation, it will comply with the spec, and it will pass. But we're not limited there. We want to make sure that the application actually installs. And so if you're, while we are just validating the YAML syntax there, we didn't validate the install or the hash. So the way to do that is WinGet also allows you to pass in the YAML file, the local manifest file, by just simply putting install and then pass M for the manifest. And so now what we'll do is we will install from this local file. And this would be a great way for you to verify that you have the settings correct so it installs the way you expect, that the hash matches. And as you can see, that installed pretty quickly. So with that, let me switch over to the rest of the presentation. Okay, so the key takeaways here are, look, the app is available, it's ready for you to install, and we want you to try it. It's available, and we encourage you to do searches and do installs. And then the repository is open for your submissions. We have, it's an open GitHub repository. You can submit PRs, and we have a number of processes to execute to make that easy. And so now the call to actions. I want you to try out the Windows Package Manager. You can download it today as simply as possible just from our GitHub repository. It's up there on the release folder. Or we've already pushed it out to the Windows Insiders. If you're a Windows Insider, you could probably go right now to your command prompt and simply type win-get, and you will be able to access it. If those two options are not available to you, we also have stood up our own flight. If you go to this URL and just submit your email, we will add you to our flight, and you will also be able to automatically get updates when we push out updates for the package manager. Next call to action is add your favorite tool. You guys have a number of tools that you use that may not already be in our repository, or tools that you've written. And if you have a tool that you use, probably somebody else wants to. So give it a try, create a manifest file, make a submission, and we'll work through it with you and try to get it into the repository. And then finally, our client is also open source, and we want you to go up there and file issues on us. We put our backlog up there. We want you to go look at it, upvote, so that we prioritize the work that you want us to do. And then, of course, you might even contribute. So with that, I really want to thank you guys for taking out the time to sit here with us. And I hope, let me open it up for questions at this point.
Great presentation, Kevin. So we've got a lot of good questions here. I'm going to try to organize them a little bit. First one, Ermine is asking, we don't allow most of our systems to directly access the internet. We have an on-premise repository, Artifactory. Will WinGet be able to be configured to pull from the on-premise repo that itself pulls from the remote repo?
Yes, we have on our backlog, we have plans to provide basically an enterprise support. You saw earlier there, or I mentioned earlier, that there is a source command, and we anticipate making that available so that you can like connect to other sources than the current community repository.
The next question here was asked by Vinod. I'm going to go ahead and grab this one if you don't mind, Kevin.
No, that'd be great.
Hi, WinGet team. I just installed WinGet Preview from the store, but I can't get the command to run in Windows Terminal through PowerShell or command. I don't think it's in the path. We've seen this issue a couple of times today. If you see that, be sure to +1 the issue on GitHub. We've seen a couple of things with pathing, so we'd love for you to collaborate with us and keep letting us know what kind of problems you're having.
Hey, can I jump in there too?
You bet.
When I've seen that one time for me, it didn't show up in a non-admin command prompt, but it did work in an admin command prompt. So go ahead and try that out. And as Demetrius said, file an issue, and then we'll have an alias at the end of this presentation that you can also just email us directly with kind of that feedback, and we can go back and forth on that.
Okay. Matthew is asking, why is the VS Code package an older version? How often are these packages updated?
Why is it? I don't know why it's an older version. The packages are updated as frequently as we do it right now. It is a manual process. I just updated it yesterday to 1.15.4. But we're also working with the teams to get them to own creating the packages. And so the frequency that they will produce them when they kick them out will be much more frequent.
Okay. Gavin is asking, when searching, can you show the app monikers in the results? This would help know to which app to pull and install.
Currently we don't. I think that's a great request. One of the challenges we have, and the, kind of the thing that we have to think through is, you know, as soon as you start putting too much stuff on the command line, it starts wrapping and gets, you know, kind of crazy. And so maybe trying to figure out how we can, you know, allow you to choose which ones you want to see on it would be the right MO for that. Again, that's a great issue. Feel free to file that on our repository.
Michael D is also having an issue. He says, can I invoke this from WSL? If I try it, says it could not be run by the operating system.
No, I don't believe it would work from WSL because that's a different operating system. That's the Linux core, right?
Okay. Alan P is asking, will Winget also be able to uninstall programs in the future?
Great question. Actually, yes, that is one of the first things that we do have on our backlog. We anticipate that. And one of the other things that would be interesting to get your feedback on, again, that if you could upvote it or not, we're also investigating whether we should allow for uninstalling applications that were not installed through the package manager. So for example, let's say we installed 10 apps through the package manager and you had 10 that just came in as part of Windows that were apps that could be removed. We're thinking that we want to enable the package manager to be able to see all 20 apps and allow you to take things on and off. And so your feedback on that would be interesting to make sure that, you know, our desire is consistent with what you're looking for.
All right. Joseph B is asking, is ARM64 on Surface Pro X fully supported?
Yes, ARM64 is supported. We don't have many ARM64 apps, but right now the experience would be if you ran ARM64, you would definitely be able to run the x86 applications. One of the challenges that we currently have is on that device, you'll be able to see all the apps, but you won't be able to say, oh, I only expect to see the x86 ones. And so you'll see and you'll try to run it and then it will tell you, sorry, I can't run because of the architecture. But we're gonna improve that as, you know, post this preview.
All right, Brian C is asking, will there be a PowerShell commandlet for Winget?
I haven't thought about that. We definitely have talked to the PowerShell team. They're interested in using our back end or our service to help them with their package management as they kind of moving away from from Winget. But a commandlet itself, I hadn't thought about that. That's a good thing to throw in our backlog.
All right. Chris H is asking, how are updates managed to packages?
Well, currently they aren't. But we'll have a list command, and the intent there is to show you what application is currently installed and the version, and then compare it to the version that we will have in basically the repository, the updated version, such that we will be able to identify. And then the expectation is you as a user will be able to say, oh, I want to update this individual app, or I want to update all and update all of the applications that have an update. But that is on our backlog.
All right. Next, Lewis M is asking, will Winget work and be supported on Windows Server versions?
Yeah, so the challenge that we have right now is we're using, I forget the term, alias, the alias right now. And so from the command line, it's kind of convoluted to try to get there on the server. So the intent is that it works, but right now I'm a little bit blocked. So, you know, can you mark it down as, golly, I want to, but I need to get closure on how that is implemented. That, I mean, all the code is there. It's just there's an implementation detail on how we identify the Winget command on Windows Server.
All right. Looks like Matthias K is asking, can we install store apps using Winget? I know you want to answer this one.
Or I could let you. Yes, this is one of the painful things when you try to get something out the door. You have to, you know, make compromises so that you can get something out. Windows Store is, again, one of the things that's at the top of our next list of work to do, because absolutely there are already great tools in the store and we'd love to pull them down. So yes, soon, not today.
Dimitri M. is asking, how is it going to coexist with Scoop and Chocolaty?
So coexist, it will be part of the client, and so it will be available. We're working with, we've met with the Chocolaty team to talk about how they might want to interact with our repository. I am hopeful that they will provide a package of a Chocolaty that will actually install with us, because they have a great enterprise partnership, or they have a great enterprise relationship. So I think of them as just any other tool, but they also have a great repository. We don't expect to be consuming their packages, but we've talked about them consuming our packages.
All right. Dennis V is asking, what if I want to install a custom setup of Visual Studio? It's big and I do not require all the components.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. Right now, the configuration that we have is kind of for both enterprise and professional is like quite a few objects or workloads, excuse me. I think it would be interesting to know if is your desire to create your own and then put it as a package so that other people could do it, or is your desire that we create a whole bunch of different custom ones like enterprise Python or enterprise, Visual Basic? Giving us that kind of feedback on, having that kind of chatter on our repository, our package repository, would be great. And we can engage the Visual Studio team to help make recommendations. Because that's a tough problem. You're right. Those are big packages.
All right. Ermine T is asking, is WinGet available outside the store? Most of our systems are blocked from accessing the store.
It currently is not. You mean it? Yes. Okay. Forgive me. Absolutely. If you look at the slide that's presented right now, download it today. It is right there on that GitHub repository. So if you go there, there's a release folder and the package is there for download. Our plan is every time we publish, we will not only go to the store, but we will be available from GitHub for you to just download and use.
All right. Rashid S. is asking, can WinGet also install local store packages?
It should be able to. Right now it installs MSIX. I mean, the packages have to point to the file, I guess, local. Local as in like on the PC, like local, native local, like on the C drive, or?
Yeah, not enough clarity. I think we could take a stab at that one. If you have a manifest that you've built locally, then the package manager could pull it from a local store. That may be a more complicated discussion that we'd love to have with you on the GitHub repository.
Yeah, if we could also make sure we just understand the scenario. So like, clearly when I show local, I am just, when I pass in the manifest, it is consuming a file that currently is coming from the HTTPS URL. We definitely expect to be able to support UNC. I don't see why we wouldn't be able to do the local. I know we can't do it right at the moment. But yeah, if we could put an ask on us, that would be a good thing for us to look into.
All right. John T. is asking, will there be command line arguments or flags to filter for uninstalling various application types, store apps, apps installed via WinGet, et cetera?
Yes, we'll have the similar set of filters to put on there. And again, we've come up with some, there are probably some that you you're specifying, okay, I want to make sure it's, only look at store apps. Again, if you could just kind of engage in a dialogue on our website to make sure that we're providing the right functionality, that would be great. Just keep the dialogue going with us. But yes, there will be arguments and options on that.
All right, it looks like Per is asking, would it be possible to use the apps published in M365 or Intune with an organization as a source for apps available to install with WinGet in the future?
You take this one.
You bet. So what we're looking at right now, the way the repository works, it's a specific format that we've configured for WinGet. When we look at something like an M365 or an Intune as a source. It's sort of a different structure. And there tend to be other use cases that we see when a company is trying to manage their own applications. So we would like to extend the capability so that you could use Wingit to either, you know, pull through an Intune approved list or something else. But this is another one of those use cases where we'd like to understand what your goals are here and make sure that we're building the right set of capabilities and the right set of restrictions on that for enterprise use.
And do you want to just also tell them a little bit about what you're thinking about from an API standpoint?
Sure. So one of the other things we're looking at is rather than having a repository like we do today, where we're essentially pulling down an MSIX bundle that has the index in it, we're looking at opening up REST APIs and making it where it would be fairly trivial for you to stand up your own repository. And Kevin has even suggested the possibility of providing UNC links or, you know, something like on a file share to go directly at a package manager. So this is something else we're very interested in getting feedback in. All right, so next question. Well, we have all the required switch statements, like passing arguments specifically for a complex manual setup program that require many parameters.
So the one that we like, the complex arguments, currently we have the one that's the most complex is called custom, which means you can basically pass anything on there and our installer will basically just throw it at the tool itself. So you could take a look at the Visual Studio manifest. We basically are passing multiple parameters to them. One of them is the silent and the silent with progress. But then on the custom, we have the weight and all the other workloads on there. So I'm hopeful that that would cover what you're looking for. If there are some that specifically that you need us to add or think should be more global, please let us know.
All right. We had a little clarity on the question earlier for local. Rashid says, I meant if it can install locally stored packages like apt-get installs.deb packages.
I don't know.
Yeah, feel free to pull up some discussion on GitHub issues for that one so we can get some clarity on exactly what you're looking for there. Let's see. Matthias is asking, how do I make a package for .NET Core Global Tool?
I have no idea. If .NET Global, I don't know what .NET Global Tool is. Do you, Dimitris?
No, I don't know what the distinction is on that one. All right. Felipe is asking, will it be able to update previously installed apps to their latest version?
And by previously, I'm assuming they're talking about something that the client has already updated, or I guess we should talk about it. So clearly any application that we install, we would already know about. And so therefore we should be able to update those. And again, going back to the discussion about uninstall, you can see where we want to know all the app, you know, what we're investigating is we want to know all the applications that are on the system. And then if they're in our repo, we would also be able to know about them and then update them. So yes, a previously installed application would be able to be updated in that scenario.
All right, thanks, Kevin. It looks like we're just about out of time here. I wanted to say thank you to everybody for taking your time to watch the presentation and send us good questions and feedback. You can see on the slide now that our email alias wingit-feedback@microsoft.com is available if you want to communicate directly with us. And you can see the links to the open source package repository, client repository, and the documentations online.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate it. And let's keep a dialogue going. This is great.